The glaring neon sign over the door cast the parking lot in a hot pink glow. Thumping bass pulsed through the closed door. "You sure this is right?" Gibson ran a hand over his beard. I glanced up at the sign, the cartoon of a woman riding a very endowed horse, naked. Beneath it, the dive's name. Hoedown. Fucking hell. If we were in our early 20s, our dicks would have gotten hard at the thought of coming to a place like this. Now, our dicks were only hard because of the scent we'd picked up. We'd stopped at the gas station on our way to Wolf Ranch, caught our scent, and it led us here, next door. It was the sweet, vibrant scent that had tickled my nose last time I was in the area. The reason I brought Gibson, the alpha of my pack, back with me this time. Our mate. The next deep inhale confirmed this was the place. I shrugged in reply. "Please tell me she's not in there letting human men see what's ours." He growled, taking in the squat cinder block building just off the highway. "I don't want to have to kill every one of those fuckers." "Yeah, I agreed. We may mate in pairs, but it didn't mean we weren't just as jealous and possessive as the wolf breeds who mated singly. When we get her out of here, she's going to know how her new alpha feels about her being here." That new alpha, it was him, the leader of the Cowboy Ridge Pack. I wasn't alpha, but an enforcer, and I felt the same fucking way. "I've waited 5 months to follow this scent again," I told him, stepping out of the way to let a man leave. It had been that long since I'd been in Montana, when I'd borrowed Clint's truck to get down off the mountain after following a rogue shifter to their land. My wolf had perked up immediately at the sweet scent that filled the cab. Some female shifter had ridden with him, and my wolf had been intrigued. I hadn't forgotten. My wolf and my dick wouldn't let me, and now I was sure. Gibson clenched his jaw because he knew I was right. We carried the same scent gene, meaning we claimed one female together, just like all males in our lineage, our pack. "Let's go get our mate." He tugged open the door. I followed. The place was dimly lit and western-themed. There was one central stage that cut through the middle of the huge room. It had two poles, one at the back and one front and center at the end of the runway. Along the back wall was the bar, but the clientele were being served by waitresses with low-cut midriff blouses and tiny Daisy Duke cutoffs, which barely covered their asses. They might be getting tips, but they weren't getting much of the men's attention. After I took a deep breath, none of them got much of ours either. None were our mate. No, the sweet scent came from the hot little number on stage who currently hung upside down on the front stripper pole. How she was able to hang on by wrapping her legs around the shiny metal in a way that defied gravity, I had no idea. She popped upright with abs that had to be rock hard, then dropped gracefully to her feet and lowered into a squat. Her knees were bent, spread wide apart. She was an athlete, like most she-wolves. My wolf growled, and I took a step toward her. I couldn't look away. She was a slender thing with long, whiskey-colored hair, tattoos snaking around muscular arms and a tight dancer's body, but with tits that made a man drool. Hell, most of the other guys watching her had their mouths hanging open, and no doubt, their dicks were hard. Her breasts were big for her slender frame, but definitely all natural, unlike some of the other pool floats the waitresses sported. Gibson tapped my shoulder and led me to an open table along the side of the runway, right up front. We dropped into our seats and watched her writhe up and down as if she were scratching her back on the pole, all the while flashing every man in the place her G-string-covered pussy that peeked out from beneath a tiny plaid schoolgirl skirt. With knee-high socks and high-heeled Mary Janes, she played the naughty schoolgirl to a T. The only thing prim about her white blouse was that it was tucked into her skirt. We'd missed the part of her performance where she'd ripped the buttons off so the two halves of the front were spread wide, hiding nothing. It was as if she knew what would get Gib and me going.